Please pray with me. O God, our Father, who has sent thy Son to be our Savior, renew in us day by day the power of the Holy Spirit, that with gratitude and hope we may strive boldly in thy service. May he keep our vision clear, our aspiration high, our purpose firm, and our sympathy wide, that we may live as faithful soldiers and servants of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We as soldiers of Jesus are called to proclaim the gospel and strive to live our lives as our Lord taught us. In today's gospel reading, Jesus told his disciples, "Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to the courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, and what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus was preparing his disciples for their mission out into the world. They will be proclaiming the good news to the Gentiles, and persecution will come to them because of their preaching. Every apostle died for proclaiming the gospel except St. John. They tried to kill him by boiling him, but he survived. He was sent to an island in exile, but he survived. Jesus warned them about their persecutions that were to come, and they went out anyway. Jesus told them they would endure hardship and persecution to the end. St. Andrews held a class a while back on how the apostles died, and that was a fascinating class. Jesus told the apostles that they were to be as wise as serpents, which means to be shrewd in their surroundings and display innocence as a dove. Today's charge given to the apostles applies to all of us here this morning and to those you watching at home. The apostles taught in the synagogues and other places. The synagogues were, however, where they received the most persecution, and the synagogues is where most people were flogged for proclaiming supposedly blasphemous things. The apostles were eventually be called before the Jewish officials, who were the Sanhedrin. The apostles were not worried because Jesus had earlier told them not to be anxious, because the Holy Spirit that guided Jesus throughout his ministry would also guide them and give them the words to speak. The disciples had the great privilege of proclaiming the gospel just as we do. The world today is not much different than it was 2,000 years ago. People today are being persecuted for their Christian beliefs, but thanks be to God, we have our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit to guide us when we do proclaim the good news. Jesus never said it would be easy. The world then, as it is today, is a hostile place. Satan is still alive, and it is trying its best to destroy the church. A number of years ago, I took my youngest son to Ohio because Diane was going to go and do independent study at the Cleveland Public Library to obtain her master's degree. While we're in Ohio, the three of us went to Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. There was at that time the world's tallest roller coaster, the Magnum XL, which towered 200 feet. We got in line. It was getting dark, and we waited for over an hour. I began to have trepidation, but I looked at Diane and she said, "You keep on going." So we just did. We kept on walking in line, and finally it was our turn to get into the car and get in and start the slow uphill, upward tread, the steep hill. On my son's side, there was nothing but a little rail. On my side, there was a little pathway like that with the rail. And we kept getting up, and the people kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. soon we're at the crest, and we started to hold our breath. The next thing you know, we started going down. We could look at the bottom. It was a steep hill, I tell you. Anyway, we were still getting anxious, and the next thing you knew, we swooped down, and we went through the dark tunnel. When we got off, my son said, "What a rush that was." And it was indeed. The disciples may have felt the same way as Jesus' instructions to them turned the corner for what he had just told them. What Jesus had said was from Matthew 10, verse 5-15, which preceded this morning's gospel. Jesus sent them out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the sheep of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without pay, giving without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your purse, no bag for your journey, only two tunics or sandals or a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. And whenever you go into a town or village, you enter, find out who is worthy of it and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust of your feet when you leave that town or house. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable in that day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town." Up until Jesus had finished telling them what I just read, they probably felt they too were getting higher and higher, but it was all still exciting at the prospect of going out into the world proclaiming the good news. They were given a lot of power, but now they were looking at the edge of the hill and looking way down. They were going to race down that hill whether they liked it or not. There was no turning back. Jesus already knew from what had happened to him in his ministry and knew his apostles would run in the same situations. For us today, we live in a fairly tolerant society. We don't expect to get hauled off to court or beaten for talking about Jesus. I don't think anyone expects to get hauled off in front of Governor Kemp for proclaiming the gospel. The message Jesus proclaimed was still very revolutionary. Jesus and his apostles were looked upon as being very dangerous, and those in power were afraid of the message they proclaimed. The apostles went on and proclaimed anyway, and thanks be to God they did, for if they hadn't, we would not be here this morning. Do not be afraid to proclaim the good news. And the Holy Spirit will guide us. Occasionally I've had someone that comes to the food bank to receive assistance that doesn't want a prayer or hear about Jesus. I give them hand them out a tract or a pamphlet and hope that they will read it. We have to be creative in how we plant the seed and hope that it will sprout. Today we're faced with the amazing opportunity Jesus has given us. Like the apostles, we need to be shrewd like snakes and innocent like doves. We as Christians find it easy to be one or the other, but rarely innocent and shrewd at the same time. Without being guilty, having sharp powers or judgment, and can become manipulative. Without sharp powers or judgment, not being guilty becomes like lacking judgment or wisdom. Though we may experience different calamities or difficulties to those the apostles 2,000 years ago faced, we still need to be finely balanced personality, reflecting the life of Jesus. If we are going to be disciples and reflect that news anyway that Jesus faced and shared his ministry, we need to be sure our lives personify his life. Amen. Now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be ascribed as most duly all might, majesty, dominion, power, and glory, world without end. Amen.